Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us at 11 o'clock. Frank Stams, former member of your Cleveland Browns, will join us at 11:40. Plus, we'll do a little rapid fire in that noon hour. We're going to get to the Guardians a little later today. Jeff's going to help us size up the college quarterbacks, which he loves to do. So we'll do that.
Do I love to do that?
Yeah, you do. I can feel
it's starting to feel funky to me. We'll explain when we get there.
All right. Well, let me give you a little explanation too. Again, my question for you right now is about Dylan Gabriel. Like, what'd you think? I mean, it's not a very tough question. I thought we saw a quarterback that was a little more mobile than Joe Flacco was. And I thought he was able to do a little thing here, a little thing there, maybe a little bit better than Joe's been able to do for the first couple of weeks of this. I didn't feel like it was a gigantic upgrade, but I did appreciate the fact he didn't turn the ball over. And I think that's really all Kevin asked of him that first game. Don't turn the ball over. Take care of the football. We can't afford to give away the ball. And normally, if you could walk out of a game with no turnovers and have the defense that the Browns has, you should win those games.
Do you like that?
Don't turn the ball over?
I understand they don't turn the ball over. To me, that's the second priority for a quarterback. Coaches tend to make it the first priority.
You think the first one should be to move the ball downfield, or what do you think?
To make plays. Go make winning plays for me. To me, that's the most important thing. You know, if you're going to turn around and just hand the ball off, well, you can have anybody do that. You know, if you go ahead and throw the little screen pass, throw the dump off. Anybody can do that. Go make plays. And I'm not, and it's okay because I get it. It was his first start and everything else. I'm not convinced that the coaching gave him a chance to go make a whole lot of plays the other day. Because it was, I felt it was really conservative in its approach.
I felt and I agree. At his first start, I was all right with that too. Yeah. I thought he was very much a system quarterback.
Without question.
Who didn't have a lot of leverage to kind of do what he wanted to do, even if he wanted to,
the plays weren't called for that.
Yeah, like the only time that I felt like he had a little bit of freedom was when he was able to avoid a sack and step up in the pocket or move off to the side. Just reflecting on the whole game, his size did not bother me in the game on Sunday. I expected a lot of deflected passes.
Yeah,
I expected
it,
batted ball. Yeah. It didn't happen. We didn't see any of that on Sunday. Now, people will say, you know, the fact that he might have been throwing the ball into the, what was it? You were talking about it yesterday, that because he's left-handed.
Yeah, I had a guy who knows how to coach quarterbacks send me a note about left-handed and hand placement and everything else. I'll be honest, didn't sink into me. You know, I'm not a quarterback coach, but this guy is, and he told me that, and I'm going to buy it. He said it was just it's a little different. Little different release and everything from a righty. I thought, you know, my thought is, as a shorter quarterback, you got to put the ball up in the air a little bit more, and that was it. But he told me no. I actually mentioned that on the post game show the other day and talking to Tyvus, and then I got the text from the quarterback coach.
Oh, look at you. warranting opinion through
from people channels. Who really know what they're talking about.
Somebody slides
as
in
opposed to guys who
DMs.
Just, you know, blow smoke like you and me.
We just guide the conversation, Jeff. That's what we're here for. I really believe that. That's
no,
what we're put on this earth.
That makes us Dylan Gabriel.
That may be. Maybe we are just system announcers.
No, we're not.
What are we?
I don't know.
We're not DJs.
Depends who you talk to.
Maybe. Jim is in Parma. I'm going to get to my point here in 1 second about what's wrong with me, but among a million things. Jim, what's going on,
where
man?
Where do we start?
3:05 left on the clock.
Yep.
And the Vikings take over the ball. And what did I see? The drive, part two. Although I was not watching John Elway, I was watching a perennial backup quarterback throw the ball wherever he wanted to and receivers getting it and move right down the field like we were in the Marty Schottenheimer prevent defense.
You want to see something fun, Jim? Go do a Google search, Carson Wentz and Prince Harry.
How many teams has he played
for? Nuts.
Six in the last 6 years.
But I
will say this. I like Carson Wentz more than most, Jim. The last 2 years were interesting for him because he was in situations where he wasn't going to start. He was behind Matthew Stafford with the Rams, and he was behind Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. I think Carson Wentz is a lot better quarterback than people give him credit for. And when he was in Philadelphia, he would have, if he hadn't been injured, he would have been a Super Bowl winning quarterback, perhaps, and the MVP of the league.
Well, I don't agree with you, but that's what makes sports a lot of fun, is everybody has their own opinion, and we go by it.
Jim, let me agree with you on this one. How'd they give up 80 yards in that situation? How'd that happen? I don't get it. I felt the same way. Just seemed like they were playing soft defense.
I just can't believe it. I mean, for four games, our defense has held us in the game, and then all of a sudden we can't stop them. I don't know what the heck went on. And it's frustrating. You're right. You were right when you guys were talking about the conservative play crawling. You were right when you were talking about the time clock management. But even at that, it was our defense.
Yep.
They had three of their offensive linemen out. Our defensive line should have been salivating. I think that Miles should have had at least two sacks.
Well, one was over the line, so it was there was one where he got back to the line of scrimmage.
Jim's right about this, Andy.
I get to, yeah.
All of the factors, and they were all factors. You know, had the offense moved the ball even a little bit earlier in the fourth quarter, blah, blah, blah. Had Kevin done something different with the timeouts, blah, blah, blah. All of that, yes. But if the defense had just gone out and has done what it's done most of the season, they would have won that football game.
Yeah, you know what aggravated me yesterday? Because I went back and watched it
most
again.
Most everything?
Well, no, I saw it live. I looked at the five guys that were sitting at the table. I go, he's offside. And a touchdown pass that won the game for the Vikings. And I'm like, he's offside. Talking, it was a tackle that was on the top, up top of the screen. And, you know, he had kicked backwards a good half second before the ball was ever snapped. And I started getting angry, and then I'm like, you know what? The Browns put themselves in that position.
Yeah, that happens.
But I don't understand why. Don't we have a little eye in the sky on this thing? Couldn't they get some kind of a review on that? It was a scoring play.
There's something that happened last night.
Like, why can't you review the entire play on a scoring play?
Or something that happened in the Chiefs-Jags game last night. And
one more point on that.
Yeah.
They didn't have any other games to watch at that point either. We were the only game going, the replay center.
Yeah.
It's all they had to worry about was us. You know what? Maybe they didn't replay it because they had to do like a shift change at the replay center. And so some guys were getting up and moving to different TVs or something. How did that play even happen?
There was a similar play last night on a turnover where the Chiefs came up with the ball and somebody jumped or something like that. There was something that happened. And whoever they went to, the ref that they had working with them, just said, yeah, that was a blatant call. That shouldn't have happened. So it's the same thing, Andy. I mean, it's still a game officiated by humans, even with the technology behind it. So things are going to happen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just have to overcome them as a football team. You know, bottom line is the Browns shouldn't have put themselves in that situation where that play that you're talking about happened.
Yeah, you're right. Let's go to Raymond, who's in Stowe. Call me Jay or Johnny, right? How are you, Raymond?
Pretty good. Hey, now, Jeff, what was that again? Prince Harry and Carson Wentz?
Yes.
Okay, I will get into that. Hey, for the assessment,
They look a lot alike.
They do look a lot. Have we all seen them together?
Never once. Mm. Might explain a lot of the last 3 or 4 years of Carson Wentz.
You're right. That good one, Jeff.
Yep.
Hey, my assessment is: what's your alternative? And what I mean by that is, As we came into the season, everybody talked about the first game, our first six games. Everybody talked about how tough it is. So you were going to have Flacco essentially take the bullet for the team for that. And we've come to the point where they're like, well, we're going to put in Gabriel. Flacco's not doing anything for us. And so those six games didn't change. It still was the Minnesota Vikings in Flores' defense that everybody was worried about. It's still going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers and their defense that everybody's worried about on the road. But then the schedule eases up. So when I look at it, I look at Flacco's not going to be with the team next year. With Gabriel, he may just be a backup for the rest of his career. But you know what? He'll be on the team next year, either as the starter or the backup, as long as his coaching staff's there. So you're developing, I guess, your backup, because you have no alternative. And the thing I look at is people have to think when you want, Shedeur Sanders. You've had training camp. You had the off season. You've had 5 weeks in the season. Why hasn't he passed Gabriel yet? Why is it taking so long for him to get up to speed?
Raymond,
why
I can give you that. I'm kind of along with you on the whole thing, but I did hear a decent argument this morning. Thank you for the call. That says, look, if you're put in the spot where you're not going to get the opportunity to participate in practice as much as other quarterbacks because they're starting, how do you grow? How do you impress? How do you get the coach to say, you know what, let's give that guy a shot? Doesn't matter if it's Shedeur Sanders or Bob Smith. If Bob Smith comes in as the number three quarterback and has to work with the third team, doesn't get reps in practices, how are they ever going to be able to show the head coach the opportunity? Are we going to go with, oh, I like the way he looked in the weight room? Or, oh, he stuck around a little bit while longer with some of the other guys. Oh, I see the grit and determination he has because he stayed 45 minutes after practice to make sure. I mean, that's really what you're going on. If you don't see him against the rest of the team in practice, how do you know what you have?
That's what they do with third-string quarterbacks. Sorry, that's the way it goes.
I know, so now you're locked into that spot. You have been put into a box.
For now.
Yeah. How is he going to get out? The only way he's getting out of it is injury.
The way that any third-string quarterback gets out of it.
Injury?
Injury, and maybe you look better in practice and everything else, whatever you do get to practice. Keep this in mind. Had they drafted Shedeur in the third round and Dylan Gabriel in the fifth, then these roles would be reversed. I mean, they told you who they liked better on draft day. And that's why Dylan Gabriel's playing right now.
Yeah,
it might change.
The other part of the conversation I heard on the morning show that we're kind of I'm digging into right now, too, was the whole notion of a fair competition in camp. Like, there is a very, like, I thought it was a really well-thought-out call on the morning show this morning where a gentleman calls in, who I think has called our show before, and he just said, I don't trust Stefanski because he said we were going to have an open competition at quarterback, and it was never that way.
Yeah, it was. Who says it wasn't?
Well, he was saying it because he didn't get the opportunity. It's everything I just said about opportunity.
Andy, we don't see what's good. They're competing from the minute they walk in the building. It's not necessarily just reps out on the practice field or reps in a game. They're competing every second that they're in that building. How do we know that he didn't get beat out? Maybe he wasn't processing, you know. I mean, the guy was the fifth round quarterback. The other guy was the third.
Yeah, but if he's not getting snaps in practice, you're not getting, I mean, even now. I mean, but that's why he's the third string quarterback. I understand. I get your argument, and I kind of get everybody's argument on this. But I also think sometimes we put players in a box and we put a number next to them because of what round they were drafted in.
Well, no,
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Jeff Stott, when we come back, your thoughts as well. Mary Kay Cabot coming up at 11.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.